The spiritual world is changing. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you look at everything and read the signs of the times? Can you listen to what the Holy Spirit is urging you to do in your heart? If not, let me show you. 5 years ago, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Fatima, that glorious apparition in 1917 that was to lead us into this whole realm that we are in right now, this moment that we can rightly call the end times. We are there. We have the privilege of living it, and those apparitions prepared us and gave us the tools to know what to do. 2 years after the 100th anniversary, the world is brought to its knees, physically, health-wise, financially, emotionally, spiritually, by a virus that kills nearly a million people, focusing specifically on the United States and bringing us to a place of repentance, of penance from heaven above. In the midst of that, turmoil and war creeps out. Russia, this ancient country, comes out and attacks the small country of the Ukraine. And out from this darkness comes a most unlikely figure. Pope Francis, arguably one of the most liberal popes in existence, is being used as an instrument of God to bring that country to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. A prophecy made more than 100 years ago. Holy popes heard it and didn't quite fulfill it. And now heaven gives the task to the most unlikely person, the one whom we would least expect to do it. And as is typical of heaven's irony, he is calling forth all bishops to bring this country finally and once and for all to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And now we come in. Our role is made clear. One by one, the bishops throughout the world are saying yes, and they are answering the call from the Pope. We must do our part to do prayer and penance to bring our bishops to that yes, that they may say the same fiat that the Blessed Mother said 2,000 years ago. This is our chance. This is the role that we will play in these end times. And when this happens, those ominous words from the Blessed Mother, "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph." We can know that if her heart does triumph, it means we are in the end. My friends, as Mary is queen in heaven, we desire for her to be fully queen on earth, and she is indeed queen of purgatory. Today is day 21. My name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. And today we are praying for the soul in purgatory that the Blessed Mother would pick to be released. And this is where it gets real, that Jesus and Mary are real people with preferences, with things that they like, with things that they don't like, with things that they would choose and things that they wouldn't. And if we were to ask the Blessed Mother, who would you pick? She would have an opinion and pick someone that God works through her free human will, and his will is accomplished in hers. Can you imagine what that would be like? You die. You're before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what that will be like? All those moments that you look forward to in your life and you think, I can't wait till I get here. I can't wait till I graduate, have my first child, see my first grandchildren, get this, get that, buy the house, arrive at this vacation spot. And all these things that we look forward to. Can you imagine what it will be like when you're before the judgment seat? And when you are then falling into purgatory and you are seeing the place that you prayed for so long for those people there, that you yourself will be there, and you are there for many, many years. And then comes the moment that she walks up and you see her processing in front of you, and she's about to extend her hand to you to pick you to be released because of your devotion to her during your life. Can you imagine what that would be like? What if we could read the testimony of someone that went through that, a soul in purgatory that had that experience? Can you imagine how much would you pay to read that? How much would you want to hear those words? What was it like? Tell me. That's the news that I want to know about today. From the book Stories About Purgatory and What They Reveal, this testimony is being given. So sit down and open your heart and mind and listen. I had been long in purgatory, slowly waved to and fro the waves of living fire above, beneath, and around me. They penetrated my whole being, burning out the stains and remnants of my sins and purifying my whole nature. It was agony. Yet with what deep gratitude is not each pang endured, for the suffering souls knows it is thus brought near to Jesus and to heaven. It was a solemn feast of our Blessed Lady. The mighty waves of fire began to ebb away like the flow of a returning tide. Light like no earthly light lit up our gloom and dimmed the fiery flames. Bright angels passed me in procession. They were the guardian spirits of the souls in purgatory, hastening to present their clients to Mary, sovereign of this realm of purgation. I felt she would pass by my place of suffering. Would she lessen its duration? As Jesus wills, so wills Mary, and the poor souls in purgatory have no will but theirs. So I waited, patient yet hopeful, for the passage of the Queen of Angels and of Men. I had seen her on other festivals, and each time she had consoled me. Now, as she passed, she paused. I cannot describe the wonderful beauty of her countenance. There is a mild, inexplicable grace in Mary. Her look is all mercy and gentleness, and her purity is betokened by the robes of shining light she wears. They seem woven of diamonds and pearls, and the tears she has wiped away. Her mild eyes were bent on me. She extended her hand and signed to my angel guardian, "Be that captive free." In an instant, I beheld myself stainless and free from all my bonds. My garment shone as rays of many colored lights, and I joined the group of happy souls who followed the Mother of Mercy. We passed on in her train through the prison of the justice of God, and many others shared in the clemency of Mary. Then we left the halls of penance and passed from the depths of the earth towards the glorious center of the universe, the rest and dwelling of the sacred humanity of Jesus, the home called paradise. Far swifter than the light were we born toward it, and its mighty portals rose at our approach. The land of song, the land of beauty, the dwelling place of light, joy, and happiness appeared before me. Exiles of earth, breathe the choicest odors, listen to the sweetest sounds, rejoice in the deepest affections, view the most enchanting beauty, and in your hearts shall awaken one faint touch of the thrilling sensations of heavenly life. My friends, today we get the privilege of praying that a soul may have that experience. Pray fervently to give the soul whom Mary chooses to release from purgatory the privilege of being released. My friends, thank you for joining me on day 21. I will see you tomorrow in day 22.
Thank you.